From the newsroom at news.com.au.
G'day, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Friday, the 2nd of July. About 6 million Australians are set to be released from lockdown today. It comes after no widespread transmission of COVID-19 was detected in Western Australia, Queensland, or the Northern Territory. Authorities in those three areas imposed lockdown orders earlier this week as cases of the Delta strain were detected in the community. When the lockdowns lift, other restrictions are expected to remain, including mask wearing and density rules. Overseas, and the long-serving chief financial officer of Donald Trump's company has pleaded not guilty to tax crimes overnight. They're the first charges related to an investigation into the former president's business dealings. Trump himself has not been charged at this stage, but the charges are a major blow to the ex-president, who has suggested he could run for the White House again in 2024. To sport now, and Ash Barty is through to the third round of Wimbledon. The 25-year-old beat Russian Anna Blinkova 6-4, 6-3. Nick Kyrgios is also through to the third round. He beat Gianluca Mega in straight sets and pulled a very cheeky stunt on match point.
Nick Kyrgios against Gianluca Mega. He asked a fan, Chrissy, where should I serve on match point?
That shows a lot of confidence, by the way.
Meanwhile, Tour de France organisers have decided not to charge the spectator who caused a massive crash with her sign. Organisers withdrew their complaint, saying the story had been blown out of proportion. And last night's $60 million Powerball was won by a 10-share syndicate from Queensland. Each of them will walk away with $6 million each, with one of the winners saying he plans to retire today. Can't blame him. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To royal news, Prince Harry and Prince William put aside their feud and were all smiles as they unveiled a statue of Princess Diana at Kensington Palace overnight. The brothers didn't speak to the press but released a joint statement saying, "Every day we wish she was still with us, and our hope is that this statue will be seen forever as a symbol of her life and legacy." And finally, Ed Sheeran had an awkward interview on British TV with BBC host Ronan Keating and Alex Jones. Miss Jones started listing some of Sheeran's career achievements but got a few details wrong, much to the amusement of the singer.
The stats surrounding your career are pretty off the scale. Apparently, Artist of the Decade last year.
In England. Well, UK.
Hey, don't play it down.
Yeah. No.
The most attended tour, apparently 8 million people came to see you on tour. Most songs in the last album reached the top 20.
Yeah, well, that was kind of like a mistake of like the way that they ordered the show. Anyway, I'll let you carry on. Thank you.
If you want news.com.au with fewer ads and member awards, get news.com.au premium today at news.com.au/premium membership. That's it from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update in the afternoon.
Your update from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.